This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines, and the day has been one of anticipation here in Washington as members of both political parties eagerly anticipate President Obama's first official State of the Union message. The president has spoken to a joint session of Congress twice before, once shortly after his inauguration and once again in September when he was making a strong push for his version of health care reform. But this will be the president's first official State of the Union message, which is required by the Constitution. But what will he talk about? What will he emphasize? Well, according to what we're hearing from the White House, it will be largely about the economy, how to get the jobs growing again, and what sort of programs he will be pursuing in order to make that happen as soon as possible. Last year, of course, in his speech to the joint session, the president was pitching his stimulus plan, which he said, if passed, would not see the unemployment rate rise more than 8%. However, it's now at 10%. At the same time, though, his administration says that without that stimulus plan, the situation economically would be far worse. They say they've saved or created 2 million jobs. Critics say that's not the case either, because any firm receiving any money, every job affiliated with that business counts as a saved job, so the numbers aren't realistic at all. But plenty of advice for the president today as he heads to Capitol Hill this evening. On the Republican side, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says the president needs to talk about a couple of different things: growing the economy while also making a strong effort to reduce our national debt. He also says people want to feel secure.
Focus on jobs. That's our number one concern. Focus on this debt, which is this spending is irresponsible. It's unsustainable. I'm worried it's going to be irreversible, and keep us safe at home. And after we saw what happened on Christmas Day, the American public is very concerned about what they're seeing coming out of Washington.
Over on the left, they definitely want to see a focus on jobs as well. Former Clinton administration Labor Secretary Robert Reich says that is job number one, and he says if it takes much more spending and higher deficits temporarily to do it, so be it.
What the president's got to say, and I hope he does say, is that right now, this is no time to worry about deficits. Yes, we worry about 10 years from now, those out-year deficits, but the most important thing right now is to get jobs back and get people back and get the economy moving, and that may require more government spending. If the private sector is not going to create jobs, if consumers are not going to buy, then government is the last resort.
Both Reich and Barrasso appeared on MSNBC. Plenty of advice coming from other sectors, as well as also predictions about what the president will say tonight. If you head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org, you can hear three different perspectives on what they want to hear the president say tonight and what they expect. Larry Haas served as a communications director for Vice President Al Gore and as spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office. He says the president can spend more money in an effort to create jobs and fight the deficit growing at the same time, because he says those expenditures don't add up over 10 years. Those are one-time expenditures. However, two Republican members of Congress will also weigh in, including New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, who says it's time for Congress and this government to live within our means. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, also interviewed by me today, he has his own spending reform act that would go much further than the president's spending freeze. He would also examine every single government program to find out which ones can be done away with because they're ineffective, they are wasteful, or they duplicate another program that does the very same thing. Congressman Brady is also calling for the ouster of Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner over what he calls a lack of truthful statements about a whole host of issues. Speaking of which, Treasury Secretary Geithner appearing before the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee on Wednesday, specifically the issue, AIG and the bailout money it's received and the tens of billions of dollars. Geithner says that this was not a personal favor to anyone at AIG. It's because it was what's needed to help the American people.
We did not act because AIG asked for help. We did not act to protect individual institutions. We acted because the consequences of AIG failing would have been catastrophic for our economy and for American families and businesses.
A pretty rough session, though, for Secretary Geithner, as several members of Congress want to see him out of his position as Treasury Secretary. That includes Florida Congressman John Mica, who asked Geithner if he would step down. Geithner says not as long as the president wants him there.
I will do so as long as he asks me to do so, to the best of my ability, with great pride in this country and in him.
Yeah. Again, I think you're punting the blame, and I think you're trying to position yourself as the savior of the financial institution.
Congressman, you don't know me very well.
And yet,
you don't know me very well. I will take.
That we're not getting the whole story. We're getting a lame story in a monumental backdoor decision of bailout for which the American taxpayers will stay on the hook for huge amounts of money.
Speaking of huge amounts of money, the president, of course, as we mentioned earlier, proposing a temporary spending freeze on discretionary spending over the next 3 years, but not to kick in until 2011. Also, from what we can gather on the budget front, there may be a significant reduction in money for NASA. Specifically, the announced mission to go back to the moon by the year 2020 from President Bush a few years ago, and also for the entire NASA Constellation rocket program, which was supposed to be the vehicle for replacing the aging space shuttles. If, in fact, the money is taken out of that, then U.S. astronauts could be riding Russian vessels up to the International Space Station and other locations for the foreseeable future. And finally, Apple has unveiled its tablet-like computer, long-awaited and officially called the iPad. Steve Jobs, the CEO of Apple, called it the most advanced technology in a magical and revolutionary device at an unbelievable price. It's a multi-purpose, multimedia device and lets users watch films, play computer games, and surf the web while on the move. Many analysts also think it could reshape the way that we read books, newspapers, and watch TV. It starts at $499. That's a look at Wednesday's headlines. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.